Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Welcome to Barefoot is Legal Radio, where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live the barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myths of going barefoot, your hosts, Richard Johnson and Nick Pierce.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Barefoot is Legal radio program, where we empower you to live the barefoot lifestyle. You see, many of us have many different reasons for going barefoot. For some of you, it may be for religious reasons, some of you for cultural reasons, others for health or medical reasons. Even though our reasons are different, there are people out there that think that there are laws, policies, rules, regulations, or dangers about being barefoot in public. Well, whatever your reasons, call in, share your stories, experiences, and whatever issues you may have. If you want to be a part of the show today, the call-in number is 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Just press 1 to be on the air. We also have our live chat room open. You can get there by going to freedomizerradio.com. We also have the official home of the Barefoot is Legal radio program on Facebook. Just go to Barefoot is Legal Radio, where you can directly access our show archives there if you missed any past episodes, as well as exclusive content and show notes. If you want to send me a message, that's the place to do it. And also, you can send messages for our co-hosts and ask even other guests that have been on the show. I'd be happy to relay the messages to them. Also, check out the official website of Barefoot is Legal, and that's just barefootislegal.org. We also have our official Facebook page and our Facebook group. Again, you named it, Barefoot is Legal. If you want to join our closed group, it's a great place. You can interact with other members of the barefoot community during and after the broadcast. So if you live a barefoot lifestyle or are interested in living a barefoot lifestyle, that's the place to go. Join the group if you haven't joined already.
Again, facebook.com, our closed group, Barefoot is Legal. But keep in mind, though, folks, this is not a fetish community. So for all you heavy-breathing fun seekers out there, this is not the place to get your rocks off on foot pictures. No, no, no. We are here to educate and empower you and spread the message that bare feet are legal. Now, for those of you that may not know, I'm your host, Nick Pierce. I've been barefoot full-time for over 20-plus years. Got rid of the last pair of anything that goes on my feet 15 years ago, and the head of BIL's Victim Legal Services Department. Also, another victim's legal advocate that's joining us as the co-host, Richard Johnson, who's been living the barefoot lifestyle, one of the original members since 1990 or 1999. Co-host Richard Johnson, welcome to the program.
Hey, Nick, how we doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. That sounds beautiful. So I just want to say, with all that said, it's now time to kick off your shoes if you are wearing them or still have any at all, and enjoy the next hour and a half of time that we have together. So here we are again. And there's a lot going on. I know we have, people are going on vacation. People are going to start going to amusement parks, riding airplanes, and, starting to enjoy the summer and just the first timers getting out there going on their adventures for the first time. So that was just kind of what I had in mind. What do you have? Anything interesting?
No, pretty much the same thing. It's been really nice seeing our Facebook page feed all the folks that are doing their first-time barefoot outings into stores and just having any good experiences instead of the usual getting chased out of someplace or feeling humiliated or embarrassed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of good stuff this week.
There is. Like you said, I mean, people are going out. They're going into stores. They're having great positive experiences, and that's great for other members to see. It's great for other people that are interested in joining, or that live the barefoot lifestyle but are just afraid. And there's so much positive encouragement if they join that group. And give it a shot. Kick off the shoes. And the weather is getting nice, so more and more people are going out. And it's funny, I see posts about, flying. People are, starting to live the barefoot lifestyle and going out and they're starting, their vacations are booked or even amusement parks. And I remember I spoke about it once in a while, in the past episodes, every time it gets warm, making the transition, people are like, oh, my feet are so soft and sensitive and this, that, and the other, and trying to toughen them up. So, I figured, why not? I think this would be a great time for those listening to kind of get some insight from some, seasoned veteran barefooters such as ourselves and more advice. And if anybody else has anything to add, 319-527-6208 is a way to join us. So I don't know. I guess people are starting to go out for the first time and, you hear the my feet were so sore. I walked 3 miles to the store barefoot for my first time. And you look at that and you're just like, oh, baby steps. 3 miles on a surface you may never have walked before barefoot, that could be a little harsh. No wonder why your feet are sore.
Yeah, it's funny when the barefoot running movement came out and it got popularity, and all of a sudden people who were avid runners, that would run, more than, 5 miles for them was just a quick little easy warm-up. And all of a sudden, they just make this instant transition into the barefoot running shoes. The Vibrams are actually going barefooted. And they wouldn't even make it a couple of miles before their feet would feel like they were destroyed. And they'd sit there and walk away from the experience going, oh, my gosh, running barefoot, this is ridiculous. Whoever came up with this was a moron. And these people would, go and voice their opinions. And I'd always be like sitting there thinking, what did you think was going to happen? Did you bother to research any of this? You take your feet, which are held in place, by the shoe, kind of the way a cast holds an arm in place. The muscles and bones and ligaments aren't moving or doing anything that they would normally do. Now all of a sudden you unfetter them, and now these bones and muscles are moving all over the place. And, one of the things I've always said, it's kind of like being a couch potato, and one day you decide, I'm going to get fit. So you go out and you go look up some bodybuilder's workout routine, and you go try to duplicate it. And you come out of the gym crippled because, your body is just not in that condition. And people need to realize that your feet are the same thing. There's a lot of muscles, bones, and ligaments and tendons in the feet that need time to slowly adapt and get used to the fact that they're now moving a lot.
Yeah, Yeah, great analogy. I mean, it's like when you get out of a car wreck and you're in a body cast, you end up going to physical therapy forever because your body's just not used to it. You have to recondition yourself to be able to maneuver and the mechanics of the body, just like the mechanics of the human foot. Now, have you ever tried those barefoot sand, the barefoot, the Vibrans, the five finger, the running shoes?
You know what I have? And I got to be honest with you, for me, I didn't like the way the end of each of the little toe separators, or the separations for each of your toes, they would catch on like my nails. So as I'd be walking at different points, I'd feel these things sitting there just constantly pulling up on my toenails. And I realize, if I keep walking with these, it's not like a situation where the shoe's going to adapt or, you know, change like everybody else says. You always got to break them in. No, I knew over time I'd wind up probably losing some toenails from blood blisters and whatnot.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because I've never had experience with them. I'm a purist, nothing ever on my feet. So it was just kind of interesting to get that insight. But, yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, when you're starting out, take small steps. Don't just think that you're going to do 5 miles to the store back, you know, or something. I mean, that's like saying I'm going to juggle and just throw a bunch of bowling balls in the air and hope it doesn't hit you on the head. I mean, people don't realize. Chainsaws, yeah. It's like, oh, I've seen it. Yeah, in the circus it looks great. They make it look so easy. So, okay, I can do it with two tennis balls. So now I'm just going to try the bowling ball and a chainsaw and light everything on fire while it's going on. You know, it doesn't work that way. You know, it's funny you mentioned that on the previous show, the Are You Ready, the survival prepper show that I was doing a half hour before. One of the things that you mentioned in this show, I was talking about in a previous episode where they, you know, people think that they're going to go out in the woods and hike and carry their backpacks and run around and be like, you know, man of the wild, you know. And if you're not used to it and you're not conditioned, and even I'm a little out of shape, I admitted that. And, you know, last year I was doing like 3 days straight in the backpack and stuff, and I was sore every day. You know, and it took me a good week to just be able to kind of finally walk right. You know, your body's not used to it. If you sit behind a desk for like almost 12 hours a day, almost 6 days a week, you're just like, ugh, your body's not used to it. And it's the same thing with going barefoot. Like you said, Richard, starting off small, you can't just do it all in one shot. And,
definitely. And then there was one post I remember reading, and they asked a question about how long does it take going barefooted before your soles get resilient enough to not be punctured by, like, goat heads, thorns, or any of those little things that as a kid we used to call them stickers. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because I was sitting there thinking, man, you know, there's not a good definitive answer to that, but except for it's going to take as long as it takes for your body to develop the thickness and padding on your soles, and there's so many variables. And then of course everybody starts answering and kind of giving their own, you know, valid opinions on what she should do, but all of them had like these definitive answers that I was like, no, there's just too many variables. You know, how much time do you actually spend barefooting? How hydrated are you? What's your weight? Because, you know, like me, I'm a big guy, and there's surfaces that you would think, as long as I've been barefoot, that I should be able to just glide across, no problem. It's like, nope, I can't, because my weight is so great that the pressure on my soles is significant. So, you know, there's that factor, too. And then just how quick does your body, you know, develop skin? I mean, everybody grows skin at a different rate, so...
Yeah, everybody's
just kind of one of those things.
Exactly. And, you know, an answer to that is, you know, your own body, and they know, you know, they would know their own comfort level even. You know, if something is not comfortable, if something, you know, you think it could be harmful, then stop doing it. It's like, you know, the threshold of how much poison can you drink before it's too much? Well, you know, no one to stop, you know. You got to start with baby steps and explore different surfaces before you decide, I'm just going to go walk to the restaurant on the corner and eat. Okay, but are you even pavement, even certain sidewalks are different textures, different paths, different roads, you name it, even a parking lot. They're all paved differently, and they all have different textures to them. So just because you think that, oh, my driveway at home is nice and smooth and it's concrete and I can walk on that, I can walk you know, across the parking lot, down the sidewalk over here to a restaurant over here. Yet you may be able to, but if your feet are not used to some of those different textures, if you're not used to walking on certain textures, and of course heat and cold have a big, you know, play a big role in that too. If you're, you know, I find that when your feet are colder, they're a little more sensitive than when it's warmer out.
And no, I agree with that completely.
And you too then. So I don't know if this is true for everybody, but at least we can say, you know what, hey, when I was talking to Richard, this seems to be the case, so it must be true. You know, it's like we can't necessarily say that. I think because, of course, blood flow and all that play a part in it, things get a little sensitive in the cold, just like it's harder to do things with your fingers when they're cold and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm sure there's some medical reasoning behind it. But, you know, if it's hot outside and you're not used to walking on hot pavement, you're going to burn yourself. And, you know, it's no different than your fingers, you know, and I've often said this, like, you know, if I were to sit down and play guitar as much as my friends that play guitar know how to play guitar do, the tips of my fingers would be shredded up and there'd be nothing left. First of all, I really can't play guitar. I have guitars. I love guitars. I wish I really knew how to play guitar. I'm a drummer. But yet if they tried to do the thing with drumsticks, now I have fairly decent callus on my hands and stuff from using drumsticks. A guitarist would get blisters and the inside of their fingers and their thumbs would be ripped up if they tried to do, you know, if they played as much as I did with drumsticks. Same thing with a guitar. Well, your feet are the same way. And if you're not used to it and your body's not conditioned, you're not going to be able to do everything you want to do. Now, over time, you build up that resistance. You build up calluses, which eventually turn into padding. And also, like what you were saying, Rick, the muscle and the you know, the muscles, the tendons, the everything about it, and the mechanics internally in the foot, will start doing what they're supposed to naturally do, and not what your shoes have made them do. So, I think.
Oh, no, I agree with that completely. I mean, that's exactly it right there. You know, and each person, like we were saying, everybody has a different time that these improvements to their feet are going to make. You know, again, like we were just saying, you know, everybody's skin grows at a different rate. Everybody's muscles recover depending on how much stress they're put through. It's just, you know, it's just like a, you know, an exercise routine. You know, you don't jump into it and doing high reps, heavy weights, and expect to get results. You're just going to destroy the muscles.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to try to recover to a baseline versus where you're stressing them to sit there and tell the body, hey, we're overloading ourselves, so we need to grow. We need to become stronger. And, that's exactly what you're talking about right there, is give your feet time to recover when you go outside barefooted. They work out. They're getting exercise. They're getting strained, but, you know, not too strained. And then you give them a rest, and then they are ready to go the next day and the next and the next, and it's a slow progression. And that's one of the other things, too. People don't realize, you know, our feet are the foundation for our entire body. You can't do anything without your feet, really. And, you know, most activities. You know, it's all about walking and movement. And when you're lifting or hiking or hunting or fishing or riding your bicycle, it all involves the feet. And when they're in shoes, they just don't get exercise, and all of a sudden now we're expecting them to do this huge amount of exercise all at once, not recognizing the fact we need to give them more time.
Yeah, and not to mention, along with that, just the nerve endings and how it relates to balance. See, constantly sending those signals back and forth, and your foot is constantly always adjusting, even standing in one place. Your foot is always doing something to keep you on balance, you know, balanced and upright. And it is a major foundation, like you were saying. And even just the electrical signals that get sent between the nerves in your foot and your brain to have all this function together is also workout, both mentally and you know, physically and all that. And there's a lot going on, too. I mean, you would think that, okay, well, if you're always standing on your feet, then all your blood would automatically rush down to your feet and you'd have nothing else left. You know, gravity would take over. You know, there's a lot going on besides just the muscle and the bone structure there that your body is also dealing with and contending with. And the more you work it out, the more flow you have going down, the more flow it has to come back. So there's a lot in the circulatory system, a lot in the nerve, you know, system and all that, the nervous system, that also plays a role in that, besides just the muscle. And, yeah, you're right. Great analogy there as far as going to a gym. You're not going to walk out a bodybuilder just because you paid a membership and you started using equipment and you're lifting, you know, you're probably going in the first time lifting 50 pounds, you know, and you're looking at these guys lifting 1,000 and you're just like, how does this happen? Like, you can't just go over there and lift 1,000 pounds. You know, your muscle's not developed. It's not toned. Your bone structure, your skeletal structure is not even ready for it yet. And your feet are the same way. And just take your time, baby steps, little by little. And, you know, it's funny. We were joking around about this maybe a month or so ago after one of the commercial breaks with Serenity Rug. It's one of the sponsors of the show. And Serenity Rug is this mat. It's like grass-like texture, the feel of natural earth, and how would you like to sit at your desk with your feet on this mat that, you know, it's this serenity. It gives you peace and all this sitting on it. And I always kid around because now the weather's getting warmer and warmer and I'm going outdoors more. And I enjoy the outdoors. I love the outdoors. And it drives me crazy. Like, you know, throughout the winter, though, I'm inside a lot. It's just the way the weather is. You don't want to hang outside for a long amount of time. It's not like you're hiking and doing all these other things. So I was kidding around about it. And it's like, I need a serenity slab made out of concrete, gravel, rocks, and stuff like that. So that throughout the winter, I can sit at my desk with my feet on a serenity slab instead of a serenity rug. Because even over the winter, my feet are not as strong as they were by, like, midsummer, we'll say. And throughout the winter, they deteriorate. So in a way, you may think that, oh, yeah, if I'm barefoot all the time for 20 years now or more, that my feet should be able to walk on anything at any time. That's not really the case. And, you know, even for a seasoned barefooter, then, you know, we also have a transition that we need to make when we're going out into certain elements and climates now that the weather's starting to get nice. And, boy, I wish we had a serenity slab. So I should just get driveway gravel dumped all over my entire room, my entire house, wall to wall, you know, gravel in each room. Then I won't have to start over again.
It's almost, yeah, no, it's awesome. It's like being able to train your feet during the off season, so to speak.
Yeah, keep up with your conditioning, you know, keep up with where you were, you know, where you left off. And, of course, I got to chop 10, 15, 20 pounds off my belly, too, you know, by the time the summer comes around. There's a lot of sitting and not a lot of activity during the winter with me. So, yeah. Yeah, I need a good serenity slab.
You know, I was thinking, too, you know, like when I get off work, one of the first things that I do is take my shoes and socks off right away. But I always have to be careful where I do it, because if I do it right in the back little section where we have our little security gate that we go through, it's all fairly gravelly tarmac that I have to walk across. And depending on how much sweating I was doing in my shoes, my feet for about a good 15 minutes to a half an hour are super, super soft just because of all the moisture. And if I go tearing across that tarmac, it'll start scuffing up my soles pretty good. And by the time I get up to where the hard, you know, smooth concrete is, you know, I'm kind of mincing steps a little bit. Now, if I wait, you know, 15 to 20 minutes after I remove the shoes and then cross that tarmac, the skin's dried back to a normal state of saturation and much more tough and resilient. I'm able to scoot across that, you know, about 150 yards of asphalt without problem. But, you know, that always comes back to, like, what you're talking about, you know, off season when you're inside all the time, being able to keep the stimulus to your soles. You know, once that stimulus is removed, you know, it only takes a couple months for your skin to kind of soften back up to actually, you know, kind of is replaced, sloughed off and then replaced.
Yeah, it's that transition
that goes
through. Yeah, every season I go through that transition. Every time it starts to get warmer. And I mean, yeah, I do go out, you know, and I do go everywhere barefoot, even in the winter, but you're not outside. You're not on those different, you know, rougher textured surfaces. You're not really walking to the store in the winter. You're not really going on trails. You're not out in the woods as much. You're not, you know, doing things that you normally do in the summer. And that's why as soon as the show's over, I'm going to be out in the middle of the woods. I was talking to some of the family earlier, and it's like, it's raining, it's cloudy, it's raining. I said, ah, it's not raining, it's sunny. I'm going out anyway. So.
So. That'll make it fun because you'll be able to find some definitely little muddy soft spots to walk through.
Yeah, cool it off a little bit, and then off to the rocks and the, you know, terrain that I, you know, trying to build up on. But, you know, you go to places you're familiar with, and the place I'm going is just like one of these outdoor metro parks and stuff. They got a couple ponds, they got trails, they got a couple little campsites there and all that. So I'm going to head out there, wander around. I found it 2 weeks ago. It was the first time I even realized that this park existed. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's so nearby. It's like right in the same town practically. It's the next town over. Normally, I'd like go 45 minutes out to another big state park campground where I like to do a lot of outdoor stuff. I'm like, this is really close. So I'm still exploring it, checking it out. But, yeah, they have parking lots. They got trails. I'll see what it's about a little more this weekend. Building up the conditioning and all that. What I'm going to do is we have Tyler coming on here in a moment. He's doing the Barefoot Autism Challenge and stuff and some meetups happening this weekend. Kevin's also joining us. What I'd like to do is if we can take the break a little bit earlier just to plow through it so we can get Tyler on a little earlier, because I know that he's probably doing a meetup and he's at an event, and I think he's coming on the show to talk about that. So we're going to take our quick break now, and we're going to run the short reel, and this way we can get Tyler on and we don't run out of time, because I'd also like to get Kevin's on. So if everybody hangs in there, stick around. We'll be back in a few. 319-527-6208 is a way to be a part of the show. You're listening to the Barefoot is Legal show with Nick and Rick. So we will be right back. Stick around.
You never know when an emergency is going to happen. Whether stuck on the road, riding out a power outage, escaping a natural disaster, or surviving a doomsday apocalypse, what would you do? Disaster can strike at any time. Join your host, Nick Pierce, for Freedomizer's newest prepping and survival program, Are You Ready? Saturdays, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Listen to Are You Ready here on Freedomizer Radio, and be prepared.
Hey Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Tune in to the Mad Scientist Exposed Show every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. Pacific, where we discuss the science and the news today, take a closer look, and expose where fraud is being committed for various agendas, from money to politics to downright pure evil and malice. Of course we trust science. It's scientists we don't trust. Tune in and join the conversation on Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. Pacific, on Freedomizer Radio.
In this digital society, making connections is quickly becoming a lost art form. Yet, if you are a small business owner, building your network is the only way you can get ahead. Can these skills be learned? You bet they can. Read Nose to Nose Networking, No Nonsense In-Person Networking Tips from a Master. Who's the master? Well, who better to teach networking and friend-building skills than a golden retriever? The author, Melanie Hope, takes the antics of Abigail and translates them into the human experience. Through Abby, you will learn how to set your intention, build a network, and get into and out of conversations with grace. If you love the Dog Abby segments on CounterCultureWise Radio, you will love Nose-to-Nose Networking even more. Find it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble in hard copy, Kindle, and Nook. Visit CounterCultureWise.com for direct links.
Are you curious about Tantra? Did you know Tantra isn't just about sex? Think meditation, breathwork, earthing, ceremony, the chakra system, deep self-healing, the shame and shadows and trauma that we hold in our body. Join me, Tara, for Tantra with Tara every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Each show will begin with a guided meditation. Tantra is shifting and deepening the lives, spirits, and hearts of people all over the world. Invite Tantra to shift yours.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Imagine standing barefoot on cushy grass while you use a professional-grade knife to deftly chop fresh vegetables on your organic bamboo cutting board. The team at MyZestiness.com wants to help your family enjoy home cooking like this more often. They do this by offering fun and functional tools that make your time in the kitchen more efficient and enjoyable. MyZestiness.com offers the finest and most interesting kitchen goods and accessories, all backed by their world-class customer service team. Check out their ever-expanding inventory today. Visit MyZestiness.com. That's zesty like spicy, nest like home. MyZestiness.com.
Sunday, 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 starting at 7:30 p.m., expand your mind, develop your consciousness. Great conversation, great advice, and great fun. Counterculture-wise radio, only on freedomizerradio.com. We're on to you. Are you on to yourself?
The views and opinions expressed during the BIO radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
And here we are. We're back. 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Press 1 if you want to be a part of the show. You're listening to Barefoot is Legal with Rick and Nick. Also, check out our live chat room is open. You can get there by going to freedomizerradio.com and interact with us during the show. It's always fun to read your comments. And if you have any questions or you want to add anything, feel free to do it right there. And our website, barefootislegal.org. Before the break, we're talking about that transitioning, getting back into going out, or many of you may be going out for the first time barefoot, now that the weather's getting nice. And we have some guests calling in the show. We have Kevin's and Tyler, and I know that Tyler, I don't know how much time he has with us, so we want to get him on as quickly as possible. And then Kevin's, we're coming to you after Tyler. And, of course, Richard, Rick is back with us. And
I'm here.
yeah. So let's bring Tyler in. What do you say? See, he's always got some exciting stuff he's doing with the Autism Challenge, the Autism Society of Iowa, and all that. So let's bring him in here. Tyler, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Nick. I'll be with you in a minute. I'm just going to order my lunch real quick.
Okay. Well, what I'll do is I'll let you order your lunch, and then we'll come back to you this way. We don't need to broadcast your order here. If you're cheating on the diet, we don't want the public to know.
Then again, right. If he's eating something that's especially good for a barefooter that he's not telling the rest of us, we should probably know that.
We'll get it out of him when he comes on the air. We'll give him a couple minutes. We'll bring Kevin's on for a little bit, for a few minutes while we're waiting for Tyler to get his food. Well, Kevin's, welcome to the program.
Hey, what is up?
How you doing
can
this weekend?
Me?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear. Here we bring you on for a couple of minutes while Tyler's getting his lunch, and then we'll.
yeah, he's probably at Chick-fil-A or something.
Chick-fil-A, very popular spot. We talk about that a lot on the show. They love the barefoot community there. So.
Okay. Yes, I guess they do. Even though I don't go to Chick-fil-A a lot, because for any. Fast food place. I'm always going to the drive-thru because a lot of times I don't feel like walking in, so I just like to go to the drive-thru.
Yeah, I barely do the fast food thing anyway, so. But I'll go for a good steak and good Italian any day.
It sounds good. But anyway, I don't have no stories, but I am going to the movies later, so. So in the movie theater that I always go to here on base. I mean, they never give me a problem, so I don't even worry about that.
That's good. What are you seeing?
I'm going to see Pacific Rim in 3D.
Oh, cool. Okay. I haven't heard much about it. I heard it's good. And 3D would probably be a great experience for that one. So that's good.
Most definitely. Now, of course, earlier in the show, you were talking about running barefoot, actually, because when I heard about it or read about it and stuff like that, you know, I was kind of skeptical about it, you know, because, I mean, just like most people, yeah, I'm so used to running in shoes and stuff like that, then all of a sudden, the barefoot running talk started out, and I was like really, really kind of skeptical, you know, I wasn't really sure about it, you know. So what I did, I decided to go ahead and try and see what it's like. So and this was the beginning stages, because I was still kind of shy about. Being barefoot in public, I still was. So what happened was, I went to a small, empty parking lot, and just to start, a small, empty parking lot, and just like ran around this small, empty parking lot for a few times, just to get the feel of it. And I noticed a different change from when I was. Running in shoes, I should say, because, and I didn't notice it until like really, really late, but is when I was running in shoes, I noticed like how I was like really driving and stomping my foot into the ground and using a way more energy, you know, to tell you the truth. And then I started to feel a little bit heavy on the feet. They really, really did, you know. And while running barefoot, it was like the complete opposite. I felt lighter on my feet. I felt I had more energy, and most of all, I felt like I had more control of my breathing. You know, so and for people who know or don't know, it's like when you wear shoes, you know, it makes you extend your stride. You know, it makes it look like your feet are out in front of you. Whereas barefoot, you know, it's like you're running it. It's almost like you're running in place, pretty much. You know, you don't push off on your foot. You just lift your foot. You know, and of course, yeah, all speed and getting used to the rough asphalt and stuff like that. Yeah, that'll come later. You know, and going back to when the Vibram Five Fingers came out and stuff like that, you know, people say that wasn't good, but what they don't know what they didn't know at the time is that it was designed to emulate barefoot running. So you just can't do that like right away. You had to like ease into it. You know what I'm saying? Take small because I think that a person should get used to barefoot walking before they start barefoot running. You know, get your feet used to the rough terrain and all that other kind of stuff. You have to take a slow or you really would hurt yourself. So it took me time to do it. You know what I'm saying? And now I really love it because it makes me want to run barefoot more. So for me at this point, I do 5 miles. Now of course I could do more if I want to. But I choose not to. I mean, 5 miles is enough because I'm not no marathon runner, you know. And of course, for people who don't know, there are barefoot running groups on Facebook. So the key is just take it slow as far as barefoot running goes, and I do believe that hey, you will benefit from it.
You know, Kevin's one of the things that you're talking about that occurred to me. Your mention about how when you have the shoes on, how you feel like your feet are hitting harder and they're heavier. And then you mentioned the fact that while you're running with shoes, you tend to notice your feet out in front of you as you're running. And you're describing perfectly what folks don't understand about the difference between barefoot running and running in shoes. That's what they refer to as a heel strike. When you're running in the shoes, the way you described it, and your foot is extended, you know, your stride is extended, it's your heel that's being reaching out, and it's, you know, striking. Force impact travels up the ankle, up the shin, which is one of the main reasons that obviously, and lower back. And the barefoot running, our human form of running, driving, where it seems like you're not even pushing off your feet, you can't see them, but that's because you're landing on your forefeet, you know, like from the midfoot forward or onto the balls and toes of your feet. So it's a much shorter stride, but it's a more natural human stride. And when you're running, landing on that part of your foot, it turns your whole ankle, your soleus, your Achilles, soleus, all the, you know, the calf muscles, turns all of that into a big giant shock absorber that negates most of that impact, and as muscle tightens and flexes to stop that force, when you release that foot, that those muscles kick back out, and that's where you get that lightness. I mean, that's the mechanics of it. There's a gentleman named Dr. James Stockson, who I think it's called the human spring. And he discusses everything you just said. I mean, you said it a lot more succinctly than what he does. But he explains all the mechanics that you just described and how moving from a shoe running, you know, a stride to a barefooting stride.
That's very interesting, and I'm sure that there's a different way that you your foot impacts the ground and all that barefoot running versus in shoes, where I believe that, you know, that heel strike from when you're running in the shoe is much different, almost like what Kevin said, is like when you're, I guess, like almost like the running in place. I can now picture that, where you're kind of landing on the ball of your foot and like what Rick, you're saying, like with that spring to your step and all that. That's interesting.
Yeah, a lot of the videos that I've seen where they runners and, you know, take them out of their shoes and then put them onto or they film them on a treadmill in their shoes just so you can see how their stride is, and they film them from the side so you can see their feet and how their feet are hitting, how their legs are moving. And then they move them into bare feet and just the body's there, because a couple times striking barefooted while you're running, and it's painful. It does not, because there's no cushioning from the shoe at all. So that's just direct, straight pain to the feet. And you'll see them, all of a sudden their stride shortens up and they're running on the balls of their feet, mid-forefoot striking. And it's just interesting. And it looks like they're standing in place, like Kevin's described, like you just mentioned. But the thing that changes is the body posture. Instead of being bolt upright, extending the feet out, the body's actually kind of leaning forward to change the angle. So even though they're running in place, that's what's causing the forward momentum. If you ever get a chance to Google some videos, I don't have any off the top of my head memorized, but it's very interesting to watch these videos, to sit there and go, that's how the human body's supposed to be moving.
That's the natural way. That's the natural thing. And during the break, we were talking to Tyler about he said something about a marathon that they were doing. And that ties in very interesting here with what we're doing, with what we're talking about, and Kevin's and everything, as far as the running. And Tyler, how's your meal?
Pretty good so far.
Good. So we were talking about this whole marathon thing. I think during the break, when you were in the green room with us, you mentioned something about a marathon that you were doing. And you're very involved with the Autism Society and all that. You were doing a marathon, right? There was a
running. It was a 5K walk/run in Creston, and it was pretty good. A few people took part in my challenge, one of them being the current Miss Iowa. In fact, she walked the whole thing barefoot with me and Nick Deutschman.
Wow, good for her. So Nick Deutschman was there, and she joined you, and that's great to hear.
I think he was going to call in, too.
Oh, great. Okay. We'll definitely keep an eye on the switchboard for that. So did you notice, like, I mean, were other people also barefoot? And was there, did you notice anything like that? Or you being barefoot, was there a different way you walked versus
a few of them were, some of them were kids.
Okay.
But
and this
some
was,
of them didn't do it until the very end.
Okay. Got it. And just to give our listeners a little background, this is for the Autism Society? Is this related?
Yes. The event was put on by the Autism Society of Iowa, and they incorporated the Barefoot Autism Challenge, and people shared pictures of them being barefoot, showing advocacy for autism awareness.
That's great. That's great. And you're so involved in that. You do a lot for that. You come on the show frequently, and for any of our new listeners, I mean, you're out there. You are the spokesperson for this whole thing when it comes to the whole barefoot and autism movement and all that. It's so amazing what you do.
Yeah, and I actually talked with one of our board members, and we're trying to do it so it's more year-round or something like that. She helps out with the Autism Society of Iowa Facebook page, and I made her an admin for my challenge page.
So you want to talk a little bit about your challenge that you do? You had the Barefoot Autism Challenge. Yeah.
Yeah, there's only 2 days left of the challenge. All you got to do is post a picture or video of you being barefoot and say what advocating for someone with autism means to you, and use hashtag Barefoot Autism Challenge.
That's great. That's great. I think we're putting something about that on our website. I think we also have something on our business Facebook page. And, of course, we have it all over the group. So for anybody listening, make sure you check that out. And I'm also going to put a link in the chat room and that's the Barefoot Autism Challenge. There we go. Okay. So anybody listening, if you want to grab that link, it's in the chat room, or it should be there. And so you have another. What other challenges do you have going on? I know you had quite a few.
Well, there's the Sockless Moms thing coming up on May 8th, and that's like if you're a barefoot mother or have a mother, get her to go barefoot with you and do a picture for it for our newsletter, and the Barefoot Against Bullying thing. It's like going barefoot to stand up against people who bully others.
Yeah, that's a big one, the whole bullying thing. And just all the awareness and you know, how it ties in to the whole barefoot community and all that. And you come up with some great campaigns, I got to say. And we also have Kevin's with us, too. And he's also hanging with us. So.
Great.
Well, you know, it's always nice, you know, I mean, a lot of stuff that you do. I wish you were closer to where I am, though. But one of these days, I just need to take the time and get out there to visit you.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, one of these days, I'd like to attend one of the events, and you're close to Nick Deutschman. I mean, you're a few hours away, but, you know, still a lot closer geographically than I am. I think it'd be great to have everybody in the studio one day to do a whole live broadcast right from the studio. But,
yeah, that would be great. In fact, maybe you could get them to do a picture with you for my challenge.
Yeah, I'll wear the Barefoot is Legal T-shirt and do the whole thing. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, Tyler, I got a question just out of curiosity. How much studying has been done with the correlation between barefooting and helping autistic individuals? I mean, I know it's supposed to have a significant effect on helping them. Can you talk a little bit about that? I'm actually genuinely curious about what the science behind it is, or if there has been any. I'm sure there has to have been studies on
Well, it's kind of similar to those people who do grounding or earthing because it helps calm their nerves. And people with autism can be a little bit stressed out quite a bit. So grounding actually helps calm their nerves and makes them more aware of their surroundings.
Now, is it just barefooting in general, or is it more like the grounding where they have to be in contact with natural surfaces?
It can be the natural surfaces, but it could also be involved being barefoot in general, because sometimes people with autism instantly take off their shoes and socks even when they're younger.
And from what I remember you explaining, that has to do with a lot of sensory and texture issues too, right?
Yeah, because they might feel restricting, and even other clothing items in general might be restricting to them.
That's interesting. So, part of what I was actually kind of looking for, too, is most people, I don't know if they realize, but every single nerve in the entire body terminate in the soles of the feet. And that's kind of where, you know, if you've ever heard of reflexology, there's different parts of the soles of the feet, the toes, under the toes, pads of the foot, et cetera, that correlate to different parts of the body based on where the nerves from that portion of the body end up in the feet. So I was kind of curious if anybody had done any studies showing that stimulation of being barefooted or lack of the shoes, maybe and socks pressing in the wrong way, causing difficulty for autistic folks. But either way, it's a great thing. I'm glad that somebody has recognized that, and I just wish they'd realize that barefooting is so much more beneficial than what they realize.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's been a few blogs about it, one from someone in the UK, and I'm sure there are some forums that share some of the same information and all that that you could look up?
I'll definitely do that. I'll definitely do that. I'm much, much more intrigued by that whole aspect too, because I'm sure there's corollaries for folks that suffer from other conditions too, from anxiety and depression and whatnot.
Oh, I'm sure. And you know, autism is just one part of it. And, you know, it's amazing how just taking off the shoes, going barefoot and all that really helps overcome a lot of that.
Yeah, it definitely does. I know there's an autism earthing and grounding session going on at Thomas Mitchell Park in Altoona this August. When it gets closer, I'll definitely throw out the information for anyone who has someone with autism and or enjoys barefooting, and they could check it out.
Yeah, definitely. And as it gets closer, of course, come back on the program to let us know. Keep us updated, you know, not
sure.
just on the program, but also in the group, you know, post everything there. A lot of members are very interested in that, and a lot of listeners really want to know when these events are.
I know. That's why in the summer, I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, we still have Kevin's with us. I don't know, Kevin, do you have anything for Tyler before our first break, or... Just laying back listening?
No, I don't have anything for Tyler. Yeah. Just enjoy your event, and I'm sure there'll be more future events before the year's out.
Yeah,
I'm, sure there
I'm
will
going
be.
To an autism walk tomorrow at Prinsloo Park, and I'll be doing it barefoot. But I'm going to get off the call so I can finish eating and all that. But it was great talking with you.
Of course. Yeah. Hey, we're very glad you called in. We're glad to hear that everything's going well with your events. Tyler, thanks for being on, joining us again. We are coming up to the last break, so everybody stick around. 319-527-6208, barefootislegal.org. And we'll be right back with more from Kevin's. You're here listening with Rick and Nick on the Barefoot is Legal radio program. Stay tuned. Time to pay some bills. Be right back.
Are you curious about Tantra? Did you know Tantra isn't just about sex? Think meditation, breathwork, earthing, ceremony, the chakra system, deep self-healing of the shame and shadows and trauma that we hold in our body. Join me, Tara, for Tantra with Tara every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Each show will begin with a guided meditation. Tantra is shifting and deepening the lives, spirits, and hearts of people all over the world. Invite Tantra to shift yours.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding copy of the receipt right here. The check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty'sGardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits, like eating wholesome foods. And with tower gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So, Misty'sGardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. Misty'sGardens.com.
You never know when an emergency is going to happen. Whether stuck on the road, riding out a power outage, escaping a natural disaster, or surviving a doomsday apocalypse, what would you do? Disaster can strike at any time. Join your host, Nick Pierce, for Freedomizer's newest prepping and survival program, Are You Ready? Saturdays, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Listen to Are You Ready here on Freedomizer Radio, and be prepared.
Our culture celebrates ignorance, promotes learned helplessness, and punishes success. We are living in a frenzied cesspool of polarizing politics and perpetual victims. What if I were to tell you that not all news is bad? That humans the world over are fundamentally good? Would you believe it? We are the counterculture that is wise to reality. There is no red pill. There is no blue pill. The truth is not out there. It is inside of you. But you have to look for it. Join us on Counterculture Wise Radio on Sunday nights at 7:30 Puget Sound Time, where we share real news, real success, and real life. Counterculture Wise Radio, we're on to you. Are you on to yourself?
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Tune in to the Mad Scientist Expo Show every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. Pacific, where we discuss the science and the news today, take a closer look, and expose where fraud is being committed for various agendas, from money to politics to downright pure evil and malice. Of course we trust science. It's scientists we don't trust. Tune in and join the conversation on Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. Pacific, on Freedomizer Radio.
Hello, Freedomizers. Joanne Moretti here. Join me and my co-host Scott Ferrarello and crew every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for the latest news, politics, current events, investigative reports right here at freedomizerradio.com. See you on Wednesday at 6 Eastern.
The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
I'm working on a dream. So sometimes it feels so far away. I'm working on a dream.
And we're back. 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. You're listening to Rick and Nick on Barefoot is Legal Radio. Coming on to our last half hour of time that we have together, but stay tuned. We've got tons of stuff to share with you this weekend. And if you miss anything, check out the archive. Just go to Barefoot is Legal Radio on Facebook. Each episode I post, listen to the archives here. If you missed it, check it out. And best place to go to catch up on anything that you may have missed. Also, check out the website, barefootislegal.org. We're still chatting with you in our chat room. You can get there by going to freedomizerradio.com. And there's the number again, if anybody didn't catch it. So, let's see. Going back in here, Richard, welcome back to the show. Working too many buttons
Rick
here
works.
At the same time. Rick, Richard, welcome back to the show. Oh, boy. Well, I was going through the on the Facebook page I set up for the show where people can send messages directly in without going in the chat room if they want. And every once in a while around the second break, I'll check it out. I didn't realize that there were a bunch of messages in there. Apparently, when we cut the commercial break short, we also cut the the shoeless commercial, shoeless pharmaceutical. So our listeners are upset because we don't play that anymore. Okay. It seems like they listen to the commercials more than they may listen to us. Boy, do I feel good. Boy, we should be proud of ourselves.
Confidence bolster, to be sure.
I'm like, what happened to your commercial for Shoeless? I'm like, yeah, I guess it's cut out of the short reel there that we play for commercials. And it's in the longer one. So we had to cut out something. And the sponsors that pay the bills take priority over, you know, things – you know, some of the spoofs and stuff that we make up. So, so that's what happened. That's where it went. It's not played during those commercial breaks, but if we ever take a long commercial break, then you'll hear it again. And we're also talking with Kevin's. In fact, you know what? I'll just play it real quick. We'll get it out of the system. We'll play this spoof commercial. We hate to disappoint. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I thought there was like 8 messages. Oh, there's the others. 8. Okay. Well, here we go. We'll just play it real quick.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org.
Alrighty, there we go. Okay, so I hope the listeners were happy that they wanted to hear Shoeless over us. So we wanted to make sure we... BIL request line. What do you want to hear, caller? Well, anyway.
Okay.
We got that done. Okay. So there we go. If you want, I'll try to remake a commercial reel. We'll add that in there once in a while. So, well, anyway, we're back with you. Barefoot is Legal with Rick and Nick. And Kevin's is joining us again. Kevin's, thanks for sticking around. And I think that somebody said that Nick Deutschman was going to call. I don't see him in the on the switchboard yet. But anyway, hey, we have a lot of cover. We were talking about, you know, just getting started with the new transition, as we were talking about earlier before even the first break and a little bit after the break. But also, when it comes to amusement parks, this seems to be a big thing that I've had some messages about, where, like, people have asked about Disney, Busch Gardens, Hershey Park, all these amusement parks. And, you know, sometimes people have great and positive experiences. Other times people are, like, followed all over and harassed and thrown out. It's like, oh, you must have shoes on, stuff. In the meantime, roller coasters are telling you to take your shoes off. Now, here's the thing that I want to share with those that want to start amusement parks and stuff, going out for the first time, and even the seasoned barefooters out there that have not experienced it yet or have had, you know, bad experiences, whatever it is, if you know that there's a park that may have a policy against it, before you go, contact guest relations and tell them that you need a disability pass. Not to get to the front of the lines, but so that they accommodate it. If it's for a medical reason, they, in most cases, will grant that request. They may have something for you to fill out, or you need to provide something. But stuff from the ADA is typically good enough. If you're fortunate enough to have a doctor's note and you're barefoot for medical reasons, they will accommodate that and leave you alone in the park. Just throwing that out there. Another tip and trick of mine. So hope that helped answer some of those questions. But anyway.
You know, I've often been wondered about that. There was somebody who asked that similar question about how to get a doctor's note. And a lot of doctors won't give notes for fear of the liability concern. However, I'm kind of wondering, this isn't to pick on any particular group or impugn their medical license or anything, but I wonder if some of the cannabis doctors, you know, the ones that would prescribe medicinal marijuana use, yeah. I wonder if you could find one of those guys who'd be willing to write a note saying, hey, you've got XYZ condition, whether it's sensory or what have you, as a reason for going barefoot.
Yeah, sensory, anxiety, you know, as far as the mental portion of it, when it comes to the physical end of it, just the balance, their own health, any other foot problems that they may have and all that. Yeah, prescription for shoeless. That's what you need. And, you know, you're right. I think the cannabis doctors, they're a little more lax and liberal when it comes to stuff, especially prescriptions. And that may not be a bad idea. I don't know how many of our listeners may know of one or how to get in touch with one, but that's an option. Definitely to explore. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I'd definitely be curious to see if we could find any that would be interested in that. Because that'd be a whole new thing we could sign folks up for. Get your VIB membership card and a prescription for you to be barefoot.
A prescription for you to be barefoot. our own in-house resident doctor. Right, use.
That'd be barefoot. Awesome.
In my medical stuff, my whole thing is started religious, but then it ended up medical, and I have hernia discs and stuff like that, messed up my neck at some point many years ago, and my doctor in the report in the medical stuff he stated in there that patient will continue remaining barefoot to help with blah blah blah, and that seems to be good enough anytime I've needed anything. So, of course, it's not an actual prescription, but it's the, medical report from, the visits and stuff. And, there's never had a problem with it if it ever got to presenting that alone. So sometimes maybe just the report or whatever it is from the visit may be enough without even a prescription, if somehow it can be documented. And a prescription is always better.
You know, it's interesting how I read some stories about how some people was having like foot pain or back pain or knee pain or leg pain, whatever it is, and then all of a sudden they start to walk barefoot, and those pains that they were having suddenly been going away. You know, I don't know if they, I don't think they mentioned about seeing a doctor or anything like that, but. But apparently, going barefoot has relieved them of whatever pain that they've been having.
Yeah, that's true. And it's like, I mean, people talk about it all the time. I mean, just when it comes to their own health, it doesn't seem like, you know, I don't know if a doctor agrees with how that's working or not, but if people personally feel the difference and they're healing in some way because of that, you would think that a doctor would acknowledge that and say that's better. Now, of course, you always have, you know, the other side where it's, you know, doctors make money by having sick patients and recommending medication. And sometimes that could be in the way of having – it's a difference between a doctor writing a note for you or a prescription or, you know, you got to find a doctor that's more for your health than they are for the medicine and the pharmaceutical end and the money-making aspect.
Yeah, you know, you would think that podiatrists would be in favor of going barefoot more, but I guess as it is now, some are and some are not.
Well, job security. If people's feet are messed up, they get more business.
It's funny you just said that because I remember one of the things that we discovered early in the Dirty Soul Society. A lot of podiatrists at that time, when they would prescribe orthotics, obviously would send the prescription for the orthotic to be created out to a lab. And a lot of these labs were in the habit of giving kickbacks to the podiatrists. And one of the guys who did research on it, and again, you know, this we're talking, you know, mid-90s when I remember reading all this, stated that upwards of 60%, it was right around there. It may have actually been higher, but about 60% of most podiatry practices got their money from the orthotics that they prescribed. So, you know, there was definitely a very vested interest in keeping people in orthotics, which actually, just as we all know, weaken your arch, don't allow the muscles to move, don't allow the muscles to flex and strengthen. They just become weaker and weaker and weaker. So the orthotics keep getting worse and more severe to try to keep that foot back up into place. So yeah, I mean, we for a long, long, long time just do not trust podiatrists because there was such a money interest involved with their practice.
Yeah, and the thing about shoes is that, you know, shoes is like, it's like wearing a cast on your hand or a cast on your arm. You can't really use your muscles like you're supposed to. So basically, this is part of the reason why our feet can't really stand on its own, you know what I'm saying, without having the support of shoes, you know. And shoes are just, now, of course, we all have to admit that even as barefooters, we all have to admit that some shoes are necessary. Depending on what the situation is, you know what I'm saying? Especially when, for our jobs, for example, me being in the military, my size 12 boots, that's part of my uniform. I can't get out of that. You know, I know there's people in the group be asking questions like, well, you know, will my job let me go barefoot, or is there something I can do to get them to let me go barefoot and stuff like that? And from that aspect, it's really not easy, you know, because if your job requires shoes, you know, especially since OSHA does, you know what I'm saying, there's no use in fighting that, you know what I'm saying, because we all need to work to make some money, you know. But if you're too stubborn and piggy, if you're too stubborn and piggy, it'd be like, oh, I'm not going to take this job because they required me to wear shoes. Well, you know what, that's on you. You know, what job do you know other than a lifeguard that's going to let you work? It's going to let you work barefoot, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time,
I don't know.
Yeah, there's
26... someone very famous. We got someone very famous that works. He's a painter. And Nick Deutschman is here. He finally joined us. But speaking of jobs,
oh, hello.
Great that you said
Hi,
that, Kevin,
Nick.
Because Nick Deutschman just popped in, and I'm like, you know, hey, speaking of jobs and people that work barefoot, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, sometimes you need boots, and I know that Nick Deutschman, you need boots sometimes at your job, like Kevin's was saying, but other times you're probably free to go barefoot. In some cases.
Well, you know, my multiple of employment activities, like, for instance, I've been working down at an amusement park for my union job, and yeah, got to have boots, can't get out of it. There's many times where I'd just rather be wearing my boots. But when I get some painting jobs, it's actually better not to wear them because I never get paint on the carpet because I always know if I step in a drop of paint.
That's true. You know before you track it around anywhere.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, just because we only got a short amount of time, I just left the 2018 Barefoot Autism Challenge and Autism Awareness 5K that was put on by Tyler Leach here this afternoon.
Yeah, he joined us earlier before he came on.
Oh, he did? Oh, good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how was it?
We had a blast. What was that?
Yeah, we just saw the picture that you posted.
Yeah, I just posted him. We even talked Miss Iowa into going barefoot for us today.
That is great.
Awesome. Yeah, I saw the picture. That was very cool.
Cool.
Yeah, so tell us about it, Nick.
Well, it was about a couple hundred people came out and show their support. It was put on by the Autism Awareness Society of Iowa. And Tyler is one of their main guys that helps out a lot and coordinates some of this. And then he, in conjunction with that, put in his own barefoot challenge for those to do the 5K and support too, being that some folks with autism are greatly helped by going barefoot, having the sensory feedback and the calming that comes with it as well. So we got some picture opportunities with Miss Iowa, and monetary donations, of course, came in. They did really well this year. And then we all went for a walk, and it was a beautiful day in Iowa.
That is great. Sounds like a great time. I know Tyler was very excited about it. Sounds like you're very excited about it. Now, I'm sure the pictures were taken with your 10-foot selfie arm. That's
my 10-foot selfie arm, yes. I have an expandable arm. I have a selfie stick arm that's a proprietary information I can't share.
Yeah. You do. Every selfie picture you swear, his arm is at least 10 foot long. Telescopic, the plastic man, you know.
Telescopic, yep. Miss Iowa's impressed with my selfie skills. We're gonna get together later and discuss for her next venture, yeah.
Her next venture, yeah. Now, if you could take one picture, what would you do? I want a 10-foot selfie arm. There she is, Miss Iowa. Yes, she's crowned. There's a 10-foot selfie arm, thanks to Nick Deutschman. her special talent. You know, the other contestants are up there playing piano. You know, oh, thank my piano teacher. They're singing. You know, I'd like to thank my violin teacher and all that. Nope, I'd like to thank Nick Deutschman for giving me this 10-foot selfie arm. It's helping me win the Miss Iowa
contest. Oh, funny.
For those of you that may not be familiar with Nick Deutschman's selfies, check out the Barefoot is Legal on Facebook. You'll see what we're talking about for any listeners that are not familiar with it yet.
Yeah, especially all the henna that's painted on his foot.
Yeah.
Was hanging out, got some fresh henna last night with Victoria Welch and her henna summit that she's putting on here in the Twin Cities area.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what else is cooking in there with BIL and stuff and anything? We had the autism challenge. We have, the bullying challenge? We got a lot going on.
Bullying challenge coming up next weekend, Our spring / summer is finally here in the north. We finally melted all of our snow, so it's been quite enjoyable to drive barefoot from Minneapolis to south of Des Moines today in bare feet. On my way back, cruising down I-80 right now, so.
Nice. So your spring now, what are you looking at, 40s now, up there in the frozen tundra?
We're going to be at 65 today. They're talking low 80s on Monday. So two weeks ago tomorrow was 18 inches of snow and blizzard warnings. Mm. And just a little over 2 weeks later, we're going to have highs in the low 80s.
Wow.
You guys are going to roast.
It's already – I got so sunburned, wicked sunburned at work yesterday. Yeah. Just my face, though, because I got to wear all my personal protective equipment while I'm at those union jobs.
Mm. So you got a glowing head, a glowing face, and you still look like the snow everywhere else.
It looked exactly super white. Yeah, that's where the henna made a nice offset today.
The Minnesota tan.
Minnesota tan, you got it.
Wow. But now here's one for you.
Nick,
I was just going to say,
when's Nick going to issue his next selfie challenge? The last time Nick issued one, I picked it up, and one of the other guys did it. And that actually bounced around pretty good and got some involvement out of folks. That was fun.
Yeah. There's a little rivalry going on there. We have the we got the selfie challenge going on between Rick and Nick, the other Rick and Nick. I'm the BIO radio Nick. Nick Deutschman, who's joining us, is the selfie Nick that was served as part of the selfie challenge. So that's very interesting.
Well, we have to give credit to Anthony Wolf. He started it on a thread, and then I'm like, all right, I'm in on this. We're gonna make something out of this one. So I don't know. Maybe see, it really wouldn't be fair to start up one, you know, with pageant royalty, because I've already got that one. So.
So we need to make rules.
Yeah. We need to like each have a corner, and we need to like, you know, now Rick, what do you need to like? What's your like tag here? Like what's the like how like in the ring of selfie horror here, in the ring of honor? Like we're you're weighing in barefoot since 1990, right?
Pretty much. Yep.
Okay, and then Nick Deutschman, the man with the 10-foot arm. You know, we're going to see how it goes, you know, see if we can get a match going at the setup. So it's kind of like one of those in the red corner, barefoot since 1990, challenging Nick Deutschman to the selfie war, the co-host of BIL radio.
I don't know, Richard, this summer we could probably get like, maybe like
and his
sheriff.
Opponent, the man with the 10-foot selfie arm, Nick Deutschman!
Love it.
Yes. The crowd was wild! Take those pictures, gentlemen. So, I'd like to see where this goes. There you go. There's the official tap phones and begin selfieing.
Snap like gentlemen. We're going to have to figure out a little way to do this with some rules so that, you know, everybody's not issuing challenges left, right, and center. But,
yeah,
it'd be fun. And Mervet, I'd be willing to put in some, donate some prizes or something so that we could get folks more involved.
There you go. That's what we should do. Well, there you go. There's the official beginning of the match. And we are out of time for this week, though. All fun must come to an end. Kevins, thanks for calling in. Nick Deutschman, thanks for calling in. And also, I'd like to thank Tyler for joining us, all of our listeners, and everybody behind the scenes that makes the show possible. You're listening to Rick and Nick, hosts of the Barefoot is Legal radio program. We'll be back next week, though, so don't forget to check out our website, barefootislegal.org, our Facebook page, our Facebook group, and everybody, until next time, kick off your shoes and keep them bare. Thanks for tuning in. And what happens? There we go. It automatically mutes everything when it comes to zero here before it cuts us off. So, yeah, we'll definitely get you logged in earlier during the Are You Ready show, walk you through it off air in the green room so you can kind of see what's going on. Oops.